Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small Time Leader podcast, and I'm excited to have as my guest today a friend and colleague who has helped me over the years, as I say, make my point better when I speak at meetings. Her name is Deborah Boswell. Deborah works with some of the nation's top companies where she coaches executives, managers, and technical professionals to communicate their true credibility to an audience. Deborah is author of the book, Becoming a Confident Business Communicator, which is filled with insights from her three decades of working in the trenches and with hundreds of managers and executives and training thousands more in seminar settings. In addition to her training, speaking, and coaching, Deborah is president of Professional Speech Services of Alabama and is co-founder of Child's Play Therapy Center. As a little girl in Dean Road Elementary School in Auburn, Alabama, Deborah unfortunately spent a great deal of time in the hallways because of talking too much. Today, she's made a career out of talking and helping other people talk more effectively. She proves that you can take your biggest weakness and turn it into an asset. I know you'll enjoy our time with Deborah today. Well, Deborah, so good to see you back. Loves the story about the stutterers you worked with, and that's got to be so rewarding. Thanks for sharing that. I know that was not easy for you to share, and thanks for doing that. Before we talk about your next small-time leader, what else is on your mind as far as being grateful for today?
I am grateful for health. I really am. I know you and I were talking earlier, and you mentioned riding your bike this morning, and I began running. I still don't consider myself a real runner. I try hard, but I run about 3 miles, 3 to 4 times a week. And it has really been good for my, you know, my spirit, my mind, my body. So I'm just thankful. I did not get COVID. I was exposed to it several times, but just been healthy, had my vaccines. And so I just know so many people right now struggling with cancer. And I'm very, very grateful for health. And I realize that can change, but glad for my health.
And you're riding bikes too down in the at the Gulf.
Which that's
I'm
right.
Jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah, at Gulf State Park. You need to try that out sometime.
We
it's
will.
Amazing. Yeah, really amazing.
All right. So tell us about another person you give credit to helping you grow as a person in your life.
Immediately when I started thinking through this, this individual is who I thought of. And her name is Lee Irwin. And she has been my coach for the past 15 years. The way we really got started was I had been just finished a speaking engagement for Mark Rossini. I believe he's been on your podcast before, but Mark had a group of business professionals who wanted to work on presentation skills. And so he invited me to come and speak to the group. That particular day, Lee was in the audience. She had not typically come to the meetings, but she came that day for whatever reason. And the meeting was over. I'd finished speaking. I'm packing up, heading out to the elevator. Lee is getting on the elevator at the same time. She looked at me and she said, Deborah, that was enjoyable. I really am glad I was here today for your presentation. How are you doing? And I looked at her and burst into tears immediately. I could not get control. I just fell apart. And she said, are you okay? And I said, I don't know if I'm okay. I'm just a mess. I said, I'm working constantly. I have 3 teenage boys. I'm just stressed out, but I guess I'm okay. And she said, let's talk about that sometime. And so we ended up, that began a relationship. She has been my coach. She is specifically a coach primarily for women. That's evolved over the years as she's found her passion. But Lee has taught me so much. Number one, about taking care of myself. You can't be a good business owner, business leader. You can't be what you need to be for your customers if you are in sorry shape yourself. And to me, it felt selfish to think about what I needed and, you know, to even think about a plan for my business. Lee is the one who got me into running. She, when I would talk about, I need to be healthier, I'm not getting any exercise. It was such a simple process and one I've been committed to ever since then. But I told her I wanted to run and she said, what time do you want to get up and do that? Or when, what time of day? So I set some boundaries and all these years later, I'm still running. And so that has been very helpful for my health.
She's just going to ask you that simple question. If you want to do it, when are you going to do it?
How are you That's going right. to- It's kind of crazy. We need somebody external to tell us that. But yeah, you know, something interesting too, is that in this relationship, she doesn't hold me accountable, which is interesting. It's never when I'm, you know, on a call with her that she'll say, did you do X? Are you still running? You know, that's not there. She trusts me to do it. If it's important to me, I'll do it after we set the guidelines. I told her once, I said, you know, Lee, I'm a believer. And I said to Lee, you represent what I think the Christian model is in Christ, and that is unconditional acceptance. And that's something Lee has never done. She doesn't judge me. She doesn't ride my case. She doesn't scold me. She just accepts me. And having one person in your life, a lot of times that's not a family member. It's somebody external who is not tied emotionally to you. I think that's the key. But just having her believe in me has made all the difference. I had at one point, we talked a little bit, I believe, about the private practice I started. It's a speech therapy practice. 22 years ago, I started that business in the basement of my home. And it grew and grew and grew. And then I ended up merging my business with an occupational therapist friend with her business. I'd been around 7 years in business when she joined me. And we created a new entity called Child's Play Therapy Center. And what happened over time was I realized I could not manage both that business and my corporate coaching and training. That's what I'm doing now, is coaching and training others to be strong communicators. And Lee helped me realize that there was a grieving process to giving up a business. And as I started to extract myself from the day-to-day of Child's Play Therapy Center and my business partner, that was her passion, she ran the business. It was weird to walk in and have people not know me in my own business. It was weird to walk in and not really know what was going on in terms of some of the new programs we were starting.
So how did Lee help you through that grieving process? Do you remember some of the things she did or said or anything?
Yes. She told me it's okay to grieve. She told me you need to stay in this time until you work through it, because I felt bad. I felt like I shouldn't be grieving. Yeah. And so she made me realize it's okay and it is a process. And then once you move through that grieving process, you start looking at the possibilities. You know, think about how many children are being served by this entity. And by then we had 3 locations. And so that was the biggest takeaway, is I think we feel bad for feeling bad. We feel bad for crying. We feel bad for being a little bit down over time. I was even a bit jealous. That's hard to understand, but when it's your baby and you're giving it up, there was some jealousy of my business partner, to be honest. And I felt bad about that. So I was finding all sorts of ways to, you know, just heap guilt on me. And she let me realize these are normal emotions.
Yeah.
You do need to work through them.
Yeah. And giving up is just, you know, that's just such a hard thing for us to do as owners of businesses and just in life in general. So
it was giving up that business was like giving up a child, but it is a part of the cycle. You're exactly right. And I don't know that I could have handled it as well without Lee. Yeah. Bottom line, has taught me a great deal. I would say if I had to put it in terms of maybe the top 3 takeaways from all these years of this relationship in a you know, coaching relationship, is unconditional acceptance and how much we all need that. I think especially now with all the change going on in the world, someone who believes in you, and you never have to worry about being judged or being told you're thinking incorrectly or that's wrong, but just acceptance. Also, cannot overstate, and I heard you talk about this in some of your other podcasts, the value of listening. Lee is a listener, and she listens from deep within. There's a mindfulness she has that I've learned over time, and I've also learned in my own business the importance of listening, and I know that you've learned that as well. It isn't listening to talk, you know, it's listening to learn. And so a big takeaway is what it really means to give the gift of listening to another human being. And then the last is dream big. Dream big. When Lee first started coaching me, I misunderstood and I thought it was going to be face to face. And she said, oh, no, this is by phone. And then I told her, I don't think I can do this by phone. Think about this. This was 15, 16 years ago. I said, you know, if I can't see you in person, I don't know if this is going to work. I have a hard time with multitasking. And we weren't talking about Zoom then. It would have been just a phone call. So for a year, she saw me in person. And I remember her getting me to think beyond where I was in my two businesses. And we even did an exercise. It wasn't about money. I had some debt going on then. And she taught me, she helped me to think big. She would say, imagine what your revenue is now and what's it going to take to get out of debt, double that, you know, then double that. And I remember I started crying. I said, I can't double that. That's not in the realm of belief for me. And I look at this 15 years later and look where I am. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. I'm blessed and very thankful. So those are the top three takeaways, what I've learned from my small-time leader named Lee Irwin.
Deborah, thanks so much. And remind us of the importance of having someone outside of your life and family to kind of be a sounding board and the great gift of total unconditional love and listening and having somebody ask you to dream big. So
that's right.
As we wrap up here, could you share a little bit about your business or what you'd like? We have the show notes, of course, but anything, people get in touch with you if they'd like to. So
my passion is helping any business professional who wants to become a confident, credible communicator, whatever's holding them back, to identify those blind spots around communication, communication style. And the best way to reach me is through my website. It's my name. It's DeborahBoswell.com and email Deborah@DeborahBoswell.com. You know, to learn more about me, the website has examples of my speaking and writing and descriptions of the programs I offer. So I offer training and one-on-one coaching. Thank you so much, Mike. This has been so much fun today. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with you.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Deborah has helped me several times with speeches, and that paid off big, and I would be a witness for her professionalism and effectiveness and just ease of working with her, too. It's just, she's great to work with. So thanks again, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for being on the Small Time Leader Podcast. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader Podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.